Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hey, it's a good day. It's a good day. Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday.
Yesterday is not important. Today is the most important day in your life. 33 after the hour. See if we can work our way through the day with you in conversational tones. Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, nice conversational tones. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, good conversational tones. How about yous, guys, and your conversational tones? 888-302-3684. Email to any one of us at DougStephan.com. I'm expecting to see something. Bob monitors the webmail. We'll see. Here's one address to do. Anyone who's here at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people, Jennifer's been gone for a week, so we haven't had an update on the drought in California. Still dry, although there was some rain here and there this week.
Yes, we're still droughting here in California, but a little storm has gone through. It rained at Kenny's house, not at mine.
Really?
But apparently, it's, you know, it may come later today. The interesting thing about the drought is that the LA City Council passed a measure that will allow them, not right now, but at some point, maybe during summer, to reduce our watering days to 1 day a week.
1 day a week.
Already,
do you know how silly this sounds?
There are 3 days a week right now, and they're going to keep it that way. But if things get worse, then they now have the power to make it 1 day a week. And the governor already has power. He's already taken an executive order, an emergency action, to make sure that everybody cuts their water consumption 25%. If you're like me, you're already doing that. I don't know where else I can cut because I just live responsibly.
Don't take so many showers. Don't be so clean.
I'm sorry, once a day for like 5 minutes, it's what I'm going to do.
That's all?
About five to ten minutes.
In the shower. I stay a long time in the shower. I just like being in the shower. If I take a bath, sometimes I'm in the bathtub for a half an hour. I don't know. I like being in the water.
Jennifer, why don't they desalinize there? I mean, I know that they're building
the
desalinization.
Plans.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Because
though.
The environmental wacko, wackadoodles, don't want to do it. And they think you're going to use up the ocean water. They're plants that they spent billions of dollars on that are sitting closed down in Santa Barbara.
Really?
I think San Diego desalinates a little bit, but that's it. They also are not seeding the clouds. They also, I mean, the reason we're in a drought is because of poor leadership within the state of California.
Really?
That goes for everybody.
Wow.
You look at a place like Phoenix, who acknowledges that they live in a desert and that they have a lot of people. So they've been collecting water underground. You would think that we would try to do the same type of thing here since we live in a desert. Hello, this is what happens. This is, you know, and there's so many people here. That's what you try to do. But this is great. You guys are going to flip out on this one. So just a week ago, the lovely powers that be here in the state released billions with a B, gallons of fresh water into the ocean to save seven, just the number seven, steelhead trout.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. There you
billions
go.
Of fresh water into the ocean to save seven
That's
fish.
That's Jerry Brown for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
But we can't take a shower. You know, it's like, give me a break, people. Move
Isn't
it
there a,
if you have any suggestions of states that I should move, could you just send me an email? Because I'm looking.
I don't
I'm
understand
jumping.
How you can stay. It's beautiful and all, but I do not understand how you can stay in that crazy state.
I love California, but I would never be a resident.
I love
California
too, but
never, ever, ever. There's too many lunatics. I live in the two craziest states in the country. And look at how sane
I
am. Why am I even here?
To,
either
my
places.
Beloved Maryland. I love
crazy.
Maryland. But they are crazy, the people that run that state.
All right. Speaking of crazy, story about a Washington teenager who apparently strapped fake explosives to his body in a stunt to ask a young woman for a date to the prom.
Beautiful.
Surprisingly enough, he was suspended from school.
Did she say yes?
His name was Ibrahim Ahmed.
Kids named Ibrahim Ahmed should not be strapping bombs to themselves.
No, not probably. Well, Bridgie, no, you're stereotyping. He's an 18-year-old senior, was trying to go all out with his proposal, wearing a vest filled with paper tube props made to look like explosives. At lunchtime, he stood in the cafeteria, held a sign that said he was the bomb, and invited his would-be date to go to the prom with him. Superintendent of schools said Mr. Ahmad's actions were inexcusable. He deserved punishment. Therefore, you are suspended. But the girl accepted So she and he are going to the prom. There you go.
Oh, well, that's happy ending.
Right, it is happy.
So he still gets to go to the prom?
Still gets to go to the prom. Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't get, no.
But it says that she accepts. Yes. Oh, they'll go to dinner instead. Yeah, okay. That's it. All right. Jeez, yeah, right.
This is a story about, I mean, we need to investigate this woman. If she's willing to date someone so dumb, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a kid. Yeah. I mean, it probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's late. I think it's, I don't have the sign in front of you, but he was like, I know this is late for me to ask, but will you go with me to the prom? I'm the bomb.
Oh, sweet. Would you fall for that, Jennifer?
He's missing a brain.
Nope. Dumb. Yeah,
not okay, Molly. You'd fall for that?
Well, no, but he's a kid. Hmm. You know,
I mean, you wouldn't. At
he
this
got the
age,
girl.
He did get the girl, and they're going for dinner.
Yeah. So that's sweet. Two stupid people.
Yeah. Maybe they'll
if the world,
have
the world
babies.
Finds a match of, you know, it always.
All
does.
Right. Let's see. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the co-founder of YouTube, Jawed Karim. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? Jawed.
I think so.
Sounds like a character from Star Wars. The this is an 18-second clip in front of the elephants at the zoo. Not much of a video, but it has the distinction of being the first video ever uploaded to YouTube. So you might want to see it just for fun, right? We have a lot of things that we can do here.
10 years ago yesterday.
Yep. There is a little audio.
Wow.
You want to play the audio, Richie, just for fun?
Sure. Let me
got it there.
Go over here. Hold on a second.
Uri Geller joins us in a moment. We're going to...
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That's it. All there is to say. First YouTube.
Guys is a gazillionaire now.
Yep. Yeah, DougStephan.com.
Kid.
Yep. Kid. Listen, they're all still, most of those kids are still kids.
Yeah.
The family of David Vuerson. Is that how you pronounce this football player's name? V-E-V-U-E-R?
Duerson, actually.
What is
D.
it?
That's a typo. It's Duerson.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay. How did I miss that?
Oh, no, it's not your fault. It's a typo. I noticed.
Well, that. I don't know who this guy is, but I know that I'm sympathetic to his story. The family is appealing a settlement that came from the NBA. NBA? How about the NFL?
That's
He was a football player who died.
He played for the Chicago Bears. He was
committed suicide in 2011 because of brain decay. That means most of the people in this program would have to commit suicide because there's a lot of brain decay going on here. You're going to be surprised. We got time for one more here? Yeah.
Sure, why not?
At my conclusion... Here, the NRA, National Rifle Association, was charged with systematically breaking the federal election laws by funneling special donations into their political action committee. Now, normally you might hear me be upset about this, but I'm not upset at the NRA anyway, and I'm not even really upset about these funds, because even though the authorities say these people violated state and federal anti-fraud laws designed to protect donors from being solicited and fake charities and all this other stuff. Do you know how corrupt the whole damn system is?
Right.
And to single them out.
To play in the system.
It is right. It's exactly. And you know what? There are plenty of other. It just happens this administration doesn't like the NRA. I'm an NRA member. I don't much like most of the stuff they do either when it comes to politics. But that doesn't mean that they should be the only ones who are singled out here when pretty much every one of these types of organizations are doing the same doggone thing. So the fact these hypocrites in the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission who are going after them, I want to know who else you're going after. I want to see a list of the people and groups.
I will tell you
that you're going after.
It's not with her election stuff, but they're going after Hillary big time right
now.
Yeah,
they are going after
the New York. When the New York Times is going after Hillary on $2.35 million given to the Clinton Foundation from a Russian company that's buying uranium.
She approved the sale of half of our uranium to Russia. I mean, that's a big story. Mm.
Yeah.
It's a big story.
And then they dumped $2.35 million into the Clinton Foundation.
Plus, they also hired Bill Clinton for a lot of high-priced speaking gigs.
They paid her $500,000.
Doug, come on. It's not a coincidence. They paid her $2.35 million.
Oh, what?
Really?
Really?
So that she'd turn her head? What's head of the State Department in their right mind? If it's a coincidence, then I call into question her judgment. Because what State Department official in their right mind would approve selling half of our uranium supplies to Russia? Please. No, no, no.
Please.
And half of our uranium supplies, here's one of the interesting parts of it, was owned by a Canadian company.
Right.
So they approved, and she part of it, they approved the sale of our uranium from a Canadian company to a Russian company.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds crazy right there.
Either so she's anyway, they're not shady going after or just she can't make a good decision. I mean, there's two decisions.
The presence of Uri Geller is desired in a matter of moments.
He's not shady.
We're going to talk about what you would do if you had 1 minute to live. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Today on App Check, 8mm vintage camera, a $2 app which lets your video phone shoot grainy old-style black and white movies. Looks very cool, works every time. 8mm vintage camera, it's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This first baseman spent 12 of his 14 major league seasons with the LA Dodgers. His 270 homers are the most by any Dodger since leaving Brooklyn.
That one is hit a mile. A majestic shot.
So where is Eric Karros now? Eric works on the pregame show for Dodgers telecast and is a color commentator for Fox Sports national baseball coverage. He hosts a daily radio show in San Diego with fellow former outfielder Jeremy Burnitz and is a featured voice in the video game MLB The Show. In 2011, Eric sat down with Brad Pitt to discuss the movie Moneyball.
Brad, did you have a favorite team growing up, or did you follow baseball at all?
Baseball, I didn't get along that well. I had no arm. I took a pop fly in center field at High Noon right in the face.
Eric Karros, a star among stars. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, my name's Grunge. Hey, I earned it. If there's grease or anything else to be found, I got it. Kind of like Pigpen and Charlie Brown. I'm a grease magnet.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Hello, Mr. Grunge.
Yeah, my name's Grunge from Nebraska, unfortunately. I reside there. Don't claim it. I'm a grease magnet. I don't have to do anything to get it. It finds me. What more can you ask for, right? Hey, it's great.
What's your riding philosophy?
Usually just nice cruise and take the back roads, get off that super slab, and just enjoy life and stop and smell the exhaust fumes.
American Biker Minute.
I don't do it.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text, no notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, it's 13 and a half for the hour. What would you do, any or all of you, if you just had 1 minute to live? What would you do, Jennifer, if you had 1 minute to live?
Call my family.
Richie, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
Yeah, call my family. If I wasn't there, I would call them. FaceTime them.
Molly, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd ask for more time.
Why?
That's cheating.
Kenny, what would you do if you had... Go ahead, Molly.
What are you going to do in 1 minute?
Well, Take your final breath. What would you do, Kenny, if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd pull over and let the other people out of the car.
Really? All right, Mary Geller, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I would pray to God, I guess. Are we on the air now?
Yes, or? We are on the air now. Yes, we are.
Wait, hold on. I've got a very, very special guest in my house.
You do?
He's the Israeli ambassador in London, and his name is Daniel Taub. And now you keep asking me all kinds of political questions. I'm handing you the phone to Daniel, the ambassador, and go ahead and ask him whatever you want to.
Oh, that's very cool. All right,
Ambassador. Welcome.
Hi, Ambassador Taub. How are you? Here. Nice to have you on. I think you and I actually have met. I have been in Israel 4 times, done a lot of radio programs, and I believe you came over to the Jerusalem Post studio to do a program with me at one point when you were there.
I remember it well.
Yes. So, the conditions or the thinking of, we were talking about what would you do if you had 1 minute to live. What would you think the average Israeli would say if we were to ask them that question?
You know, the average Israeli would say that means we have 59 seconds to set up a startup to figure out a way to get through this problem. Because, you know, the things that actually Israelis love to have are really challenging problems. And, you know, 1 minute to live, you know, fits into that category.
That's very clever,
with
actually.
All the missile stuff, they're used to this kind of
thing. They are. Right. That's why I asked him, because I think there is. I remember driving around in both Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. It was like driving in a bumper car race. You know, everybody's looking around to see if the guy next to him's got a bomb in the car, and that's the tone that's set. So you learn to live on the edge. That's really what this is, right?
Well, first of all, you're right. The more we have problems, in fact, one of the problems you're talking about, traffic jams, is a problem which Israelis have solved with a fantastic startup that was bought out for a significant sum called Waze, which where computers in different cars talk to each other.
I love
and
Waze.
Figure out the best way to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's really terrific.
One of the things people don't know about Israel is it has a fourth largest economy, and it mostly is built around technology. They have the Americans. You don't have to stand aside, or the Israelis don't have to stand aside for the Americans and other technology. Good to have you on. I wish we had more time to chat. Nice to talk with you again, Ambassador Daniel Taub, who's there with Uri. You can always count on him having somebody around who's interesting. And so we got something that we didn't expect to get, which is always nice. One of the things about the Good Day program that people like, you get what you don't expect. 51 past the hour on Good Day.